The success of the Beijing Olympics will largely be determined by athletic prowess and record-setting results. But Director of Research at the World Meteorological Organization, Leonard Barry, tells VOA the weather can make or break a sporting event.
Weather affects the conditions in which the athletes have to perform, and the thunderstorm in the middle of the 100-yard dash is not very desirable, but inevitable in many cases.
As it turns out, thunderstorms are hard to predict, but Barry says other weather phenomena can be forecast with a great degree of accuracy several days in advance. He says many countries such as Australia, Canada, France, Japan, and the United States have expertise in weather forecasting and have brought their most sophisticated systems to Beijing. He says they are doing unique high-resolution forecasting for the 6 to 36-hour period.
They attempt to tell the organizers and the athletes and their managers what is expected as far as severe weather that would affect them, high winds and precipitation, rain. And then on time scales from 0 to 6 hours, we have something called a nowcasting project.
In nowcasting, Barry explains meteorologists use weather radar to locate where rain or thunderstorms may be occurring. With this information, he says, it is possible to know when the bad weather can be expected to arrive in Beijing. The Olympic organizers have said they would try certain measures to stop the rain from falling and spoiling championship events. Barry pours cold water on this plan.
Weather modification has very limited number of true successes on record.
So as not to throw a damper on the event, Barry notes the weather forecast indicates that the opening day of the Summer Games will have very reasonable weather. But he adds he does not know whether there will be a thunderstorm. That, he says, is unpredictable. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.